Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome, welcome. Others got the updated flyer for the number so that everybody can be able to get on today. Because last weekend, everybody wasn't able to get on the other number, and so I just decided we can use this one since it's available at this time. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, Evangelist Kim and Sister Connie.
I hope everybody has remembered the number.
I hate to switch up stuff, but these lines, because everybody's using these different outlets or whatever you are, I think that's causing it to crash sometimes. I think sometimes it's like higher volume, and so it'll cause these lines to crash. So welcome, 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 Cousin Kim. Welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome, everybody. We were on our family prayer call at 10, and I promise you, it kept kicking me out. What happens is that the host of this system has the same number but a different PIN number to dial into, and so I think that caused with the overload at these peak hours for it to hang up. But we thank God for one more time that we could be here as we're studying the studies of understanding the Holy Spirit. So let us pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you've allowed us, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent to us, oh God, to comfort, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we, Father God, we can come and receive by faith, oh God. So today we come to receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your Holy Spirit to operate in it fully and effectively in this life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to be changed and made new, oh God. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that the old has passed away, that the new has come. We come to be transformed by the renewing of our minds this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind right now. Let peace come and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every hindering spirit on the line that is operating in us or in our home. I come against every unteachable spirit. I come against every spirit of fear, doubt, disbelief, worry, oppression, and depression, anxiety in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Any spirit that's operating in us or in our home or on this line outside the Holy Spirit, we command you right now to cease your works and all that is with you to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for this deliverance that we are set free to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we receive the lesson on today, let it be planted as a seed, oh God, and let it take root and manifest and harvest a good harvest, oh God. May we reap a good harvest in harvest time. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the name that it is harvest time for the believers. So we shall reap the blessings of the Lord our God. Amen. In God's favor, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen again. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone on the call today. Welcome once again, Sister Billet, Sister Blade, hallelujah. Cousin Kim, Sister Connie, amen. Hold on for 1 second, y'all. How do I answer this phone? Make sure I don't hang her up. Oh, I did hang it up. I think she's calling to see what number. Hold on, you all. I'm just having issues with these phones today. Hold on. Oh, God, what is this? Hold on, you all. Give me just one moment. Okay, then she just called me. Yeah, because I think we had a different number, so some people probably still trying to enter that number, but everybody couldn't get on. And so, yes, we're on the prayer call number, the 845-277-9213.
What is it? 845-277-9213.
The one we have for prayer this morning.
I was trying to get on the 12 o'clock call.
That's the one. We're using that number.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right, everybody. Okay, someone else was calling, I guess, because I got the lines open. Okay. God bless. Welcome, Cousin Brenda Gale. Welcome.
Yes, yes, we're here. We are here.
Amen. I called you like 5 or 6 times to wrap up the prayer call because I called everybody individually after the call hung up for my family prayer call. So I left it on your voicemail. So I tried over and over and over. And I said, she was going to answer the call. She don't know because I kept calling.
Okay.
I left the prayer on your line. Amen. And so we thank God again for everybody. We're still in the teachings of understanding the Holy Spirit this morning, this afternoon. So I thank God again for everyone. Welcome, Evangelist Kimberly Rufford, Sister Connie Northern, Cousin Kim, my mother, Carol Dewitt, my cousin, Brenda Gale. And we're waiting for my cousin Connie to get on. I have to give her this number to call on. And she was using the other number. So we switched up so others can get on the call. Some are online via internet. So we, again, we thank God. So we fed in the Holy Spirit and understand the Holy Spirit, you all, and understand the divine attributes of the Trinity. So the divine attribute, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, are eternal, the creators of all things, omnipresent, you know, capable of being in all places at once, and omniscient, you all, knows all things, amen, and gives life. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit gives life and strengthens all believers, amen. So understanding that, we're trying to wait and see if she, I'm going to make sure she got the number, gave her the number. Hold on, you all, if y'all don't mind, just 1 minute. Baby, can you text your sister and give her the number for me? I don't know if you can while you're on, or call her. Because she just called me, and I gave it to her, but I don't know if she got all the numbers because I don't see if she's on yet. Could you hear me, Brenda Gale? Cousin Brenda Gale? Okay, so let's talk about the activities of the Holy Spirit, you all. Amen. So, y'all, in the past, the Holy Spirit has created the world. And we know this to be the fact in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and also in the book of Psalm 104 and 30. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn to those, to that particular one in Genesis. This is the beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, if you have it, say amen. And if you like, you can read it. Hello, can y'all hear me?
And the world was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Amen, amen. So the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit of God, amen. So we understand that the Creator, with the Holy Spirit, created the world and inspired and superintended the human authors of Scripture. We see this in the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Someone can go to that and read that for me. And just, you know, one of the facts of what the Bible is saying is here in the Bible. So as we're studying, understanding the Holy Spirit here, we find everything in Scripture. So if you go to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21. Anybody? Second Peter chapter 1. Okay, go ahead.
For the prophecy came not in old times, but by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. So we see it here in Scripture, inspired and superintended the human authors of Scripture. So we see that here. And if we look in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35, and I'll let someone pick that up for me as well and read that. Understanding the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus.
Luke 1:35. The one that we read out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35.
And the angels answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen.
So the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And we see this in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. So Jesus was born without sin and entered into the world through Adam, but he was of the Holy Spirit. She was pregnant with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us this here. So Jesus was conceived. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. And we see it here in Scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. Let me know if you all can hear me clearly, because I know sometimes with this particular phone, some people say they have a hard time hearing me, and sometimes the line is muffled. So please let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit, you all, also resurrected Christ. When we look in the book of Romans, someone take the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and then another takes 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
I have
and
it.
And 1 Peter, okay, and 1 Peter 3 and 18.
1 Peter 3 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it now?
Go ahead. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Both of Romans, yes. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see it here that Jesus was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. Anybody have 1 Peter 3 and 18?
Amen.
I have it. 1 Peter 3, yes, 1 Peter 3,
okay,
18. But Christ also suffered once for sin and just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
Amen, amen. So understanding this, isn't that the Holy Spirit, what all that Holy Spirit did and created, amen? This is the Holy Spirit of God. For in the presence of the Holy Spirit, you are sealed like a seal of authenticity. The Holy Spirit marks us as God's property. When we look in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, the Bible says, you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Amen. So understanding this, you all, and it regenerates you all. Apart from this spiritual rebirth, we cannot come alive to God. When we look in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, if you all will go there with me, Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through
5. Amen.
Okay, just give everybody else a chance to get there. Let me know when everyone else is there. We say amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, and you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, and which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4 says, amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, verse 5 says, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Amen. So, apart from this spiritual rebirth, we cannot come alive to God, you all. And the Bible says in John 3 and 6, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. So the Holy Spirit indwells you all. When we put our trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit of the living God actually takes up residence in our lives. Amen. When we look in the book of Romans 8 and 11 and also in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, the Bible says, you all, again, in Romans 8, 11, which was read by, I'm not sure who read, the resurrected Christ here on the line, if the spirit of who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. Amen. So the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Amen. So again, when we put our trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit of the living God actually takes up residence in our lives. And also understand the Holy Spirit convicts, not condemned. A lot of times people are filled with condemnation. It doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan. But the Holy Spirit will convict. We'll get that conviction in our spirit to turn to do right. So the Holy Spirit convinces people of their need to repent from sin and to look to Christ for righteousness. The Bible says in John 16 and 8, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. Amen. So it will convict. Does anybody have any question about conviction of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, could you explain that a little bit more? The conviction.
Okay. So, like, yes.
And,
so with condemnation, come again.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the difference is, see, a lot of people, the enemy condemns us. He makes us feel bad and shame and make us feel like we can't come out and that we can never be forgiven. Well, the Holy Spirit convicts us to turn from our sinful ways and to walk according to God's will. So instead of being condemned and not being able to come out, the Holy Spirit convicts us to show us a way to come out, to live a life that is righteous, so that we don't stay in that place.
Thank you.
So when you're being condemned by Satan, you stay in that place of darkness. That's like, say, for instance, your condemnation is a room of darkness, right? You messed up. So now you're in that place of dark, that dark closet. But the Holy Spirit convicts. What does it do? It comes to bring you out of that place of darkness and into the light to walk into holiness and godliness. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, if y'all give me just one moment here, please. All right, everybody. Sorry about that. Everybody still on?
Yes. And Pastor, I had a good way to explain it too. I liked how you explained it, and I also thought about
Hold on for a second. Uh-huh. I just want to make sure that she have an understanding of it, real quick before add to it. Okay, go ahead, Connie. Did you get an understanding of?
Yes. The difference is conviction, of course, then. God wants to let us know that, yes, we did this wrong, but,
right.
Okay, confess it and go on with it.
Absolutely.
And where Satan wants to condemn you, he wants to want you to wallow in it, stay in it, keep thinking about it. You know, yeah,
gotcha.
You did this, you did that. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, he wants you to die to that thing. He wants you to kill yourself because the thief's coming out, but to kill, steal, and destroy. And so that's what he wants to do. So if he can condemn you, he can keep you there to the point of no repentance. He can keep you there, you know, to kill you right there in it. You know, a lot of people die from stress. they be so condemned by what happened, they can't come out. They end up dying to it. And that's what the enemy comes to do. All right. So I'm glad you got an understanding. So for those who need a further understanding, Evangelist Kim, she wanted to add to it, or just let's see what you have to say and see if that helps someone else.
Yeah, I'm just putting in I always try to make stuff to where I can remember it, since, you know, I work with children. So it's like I was thinking, like, condemnation makes you walk in shame. Conviction tries to keep you from walking in shame. So the conviction is what's trying to turn you away from whatever that's not right. So that's how I just looking at it, an easier way for me to kind of remember it. So the condemnation is what's trying to make you walk in shame, and conviction is trying to keep you from that walk. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's pretty much the same. I guess a little bit more simpler for everyone that needs it to be more simplified, yeah. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else have any questions or comments? All right. Amen. All right. So also the Holy Spirit guides us, you all. So when life is dark and the way is vague, you all, the Holy Spirit is our leader. The Bible says in John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So the Holy Spirit guides. We're talking about the activities of the Holy Spirit. It guides us. All right? So before I go any further, is there any questions or comments regarding the Holy Spirit guiding us or guiding you? All right. Okay. All right, good, good, good. I hope you're getting some from these lessons, understanding the Holy Spirit and its simplest. So, because I know a lot of people have questions about the Holy Spirit, and that's why.
I have a question. Okay, written it down. Okay. The Holy Spirit never leaves you, or you leave the Holy Spirit?
Well, what happens with the Holy Spirit, is sensitive. So if you're operating in wrath and anger, it's very sensitive. It will leave you, but it can still come back upon you. So as we ask God to baptize in the Holy Spirit, that's why the Bible tells us to be renewed daily, so our minds can be renewed and come out of that place. You know what I'm saying? Come out of that place so that the Holy Spirit can rest upon you, because it will lift up off you. You know, sometimes people will say, I feel the Holy Spirit operating in me right now, and then it'll lift up off of you. So somebody's going to be speaking by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be giving them what to say. But if you have decided to walk that life according to Satan, and then you're in that walk, and that's how you live, and the Holy Spirit will not dwell in you. It's very sensitive. And as we're studying more, you'll have more understanding about that as well as we go on. So you all, though you may have questions regarding something else about the Holy Spirit, as we go on in the lesson, a lot of other things will be unfolded, or we'll stay within the guideline of what's being taught in the lesson. So when it comes, you can kind of get it, because I'll have more of a breakdown for you and for everybody else that's following the lesson, if that's okay with you all.
All right.
Okay. All righty, you all. So we have about 5 minutes. As you know, I don't like to give a whole lot at one time. I want everybody to be able to take what we receive. And I guess that's for me and a lot of us, is that if I get too much of an overload, then I only retain so much of that. But if I get a little bit at a time and I can digest that, it's kind of like eating my food and digest a little bit and then add a little bit more to it, then I can be able to retain more. So we're going to continue on, and then we'll wrap up here in 5 minutes. And I thank you all for taking out your time today. I know a lot of you all have busy schedules. Like, I know Ms. Connie had a busy, busy day, but we thank God for the opportunity. God gave us the time so that we could take time out and to learn more so that we can operate effectively in understanding the gift of the Holy Spirit that God has sent us. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit to you all about the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament times, the temple and the tabernacle before it was the place where God's special presence resided. So it was the holy sanctuary where God's people met with their holy God. So in the New Testament, all believers together, the church, and are all called God's temple. So as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? So not only are believers together the temple, but our individual bodies are also God called temples, you all. You may have heard it many times coming up and now that your bodies are the temple of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, did you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? So I want you to understand one thing is that people think everybody has the Holy Spirit, which is not true. Now, there may be a spirit that is operating you. There are different spirits that are operating in people because a spirit needs a body to dwell in so it can operate, as well as the Holy Spirit of the living God. So when God breathed life into men, he breathed the life, you know, life into men, the spirit of life. And then now we receive the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ, who sent the Holy Spirit as our comforter. Amen. So you are the Spirit of God who once dwelt in the temple in ancient times, now indwells believers today. So knowing this truth should encourage us to honor God with our bodies. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, you are our bodies both individually and together as the body of Christ, the church. Should not be used for sinfulness and immorality, you all, but to honor God by being receptive to the work of the Spirit whose presence makes us holy. Amen? His presence makes us holy. So the Holy Spirit, you all, is our advocate. It's our advocate. The Holy Spirit is the 24/7 counselor and defender of Jesus' followers, and we are Jesus' followers. The Bible says in John 14:16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. So the Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit teaches us, you all. The Holy Spirit shows us what's right, what's wrong, and how to live. I don't know if you ever been in a situation and something was just telling you, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't say that. Do this. Do that. The Holy Spirit that is in you that is speaking. The Bible says in John 14:26, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. So it teaches us. The Holy Spirit intercedes, you all, knowing the will of God and desires of our hearts. The Holy Spirit speaks to God on our behalf. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. The Holy Spirit, you all, gives assurance. In big and small ways, the Holy Spirit confirms that we belong to God and that he is working in us. In the book of Romans 8:15-16, the Bible says the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The Holy Spirit empowers you all. We're not called to live for God in our own limited strength. The Holy Spirit is our infinite power source. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts 1:8. Also, we see it in Ephesians 5:18. In Acts 1:8, the Bible says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So the Holy Spirit empowers. Again, I want to repeat this thing to you all one more time as we wrap up here the last minute. The Holy Spirit, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an advocate. He teaches us. He intercedes. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. It gives assurance to us. It empowers us. Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments as we wrap up here the last minute teaching today? Anyone have any comments or questions, Evangelist Kim?
No, I enjoyed learning.
I'm good.
I'm sorry, Evangelist Kim. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Evangelist Kim, you were saying something? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was doing something in the background. I didn't want to get a noise in the phone, but I'm just saying I enjoyed learning about the Holy Spirit, and thank you.
Amen. God bless. Amen. I heard Sister Connie. Thank you, Sister Connie. God bless you. Cousin Kim, did you have any questions or comments? Can't hear you. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's just me, but I don't hear.
I didn't have any comments. I just enjoyed the teaching as well.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing, for the lesson. Amen. Mom, Sister Dillard, what about you, Mama? Any comments or questions?
Thank you for the lesson. No comments. Still learning. Learning to know when it's the Holy Spirit speaking and the devil speaking.
Amen.
Still learning.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Cousin, Brenda Gale. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale.
Yes, I was a little busy with my mom, the reason why I wasn't participating, but yes, I was listening. Thank God for you, and thank God for His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Glory.
Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. You have any questions or comments?
Yes, we had a scripture that give assurance that we belong to God. It was the scripture after John 14:26. What was that other
I'm sorry, you said what again? What's the last one?
If you gave us the scripture, assurance that we belong to God, I think, and
yes,
I didn't get that.
That's Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 16.
Chapter 14 through 16? Okay.
15 through 16.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're really
learning
a great deal. I appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen. We thank God. God bless you, too. Let us pray and we'll get out of here. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing in this, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that right now there will be a change of renewal, Lord God. Learn to operate, Lord God, for you are calling those that believe that will operate, Lord God, in truth and in spirit, Lord God. And we are those, Lord God, your chosen one, the ones that you have called and set aside for such a time as this. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we leave this line that there's your presence, Lord God, we ask that you protect all of God, that your blessings are not going and coming on today, oh God. Those of us that will be traveling on the road, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for doing all that you can do, all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, one more time for your Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that keeps us, oh God. Oh Lord, that assures us, oh God. Oh Lord, that guides us, oh God, that dwells in us, oh God, that empowers us, oh God, oh Lord, that advocates for us and intercedes for us, and we thank you and we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You all be blessed.
God bless you.
And I'll see y'all next Saturday.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
God bless
y'all. God bless. Love
you all.